Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something that hits close to home for a lot of us, making internal communications actually work, you know, cutting through all that noise.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at insights from a really interesting webinar with Emma Bridger from People Lab and Tarek Kamil from Circle. They were talking about the future of internal comms.
All right, some pretty big ideas about where things are headed. So think AI, personalization, making work comms feel more like, well, the rest of our digital lives.
Precisely. Emma's got this deep expertise in employee experience, and Tarek's really into the tech side, the nuts and bolts. So we're basically unpacking their vision for how internal comms needs to change.
Okay, let's dive in. Emma kicked things off talking about a paradigm shift. What was the core idea there? What really needs to shift?
Well, the big thing is moving away from that old one-size-fits-all approach. They're arguing for comms that are, you know, AI-powered, genuinely people-first, and deliver that kind of consumer-grade experience we expect everywhere else.
Like Netflix or Amazon, you mean, where everything feels tailored to you.
Exactly that. There's often this huge gap, isn't there, between those slick external experiences and how we communicate inside our own organizations. It can feel quite clunky sometimes.
It really can. It's like getting every single show dumped on you at once.
Yeah.
And they hit hard on the sheer volume of information, didn't they? The overload.
Oh, yeah. That statistic was kind of mind-blowing. More content created every 3 hours than existed from the dawn of time up to 2003.
Wow.
Just like this.
I know. Think about that. In the time we're having this chat, more information's being generated than in all of history before the early 2000s. It just means attention is the absolute scarcest resource we have.
So you really have to earn that attention with every single message.
You got it. Because the impact, as I pointed out, is that employees get really good at filtering. They just ignore anything that doesn't seem immediately relevant. Their time's valuable.
Makes sense. So what's the answer then? How do you break through that?
The solution they proposed is all about personalization, making each employee feel like the communication was crafted just for them. They use the Netflix example. Apparently, 85% of what people watch comes from recommendations.
85%. That's huge. So applying that kind of thinking internally.
Exactly. Making people feel like they're the only one getting that specific message tailored to their needs and interests.
It's funny how our consumer lives really set those expectations now. They talked about this idea of a burning platform, didn't they? Linking that demand for consumer-grade stuff with AI coming online. Why burning? What's the urgency?
Well, the urgency is that these two things are happening now and they're converging. You've got employees expecting more that Gallup, quote, employees have become the consumers of the workplace, really nails it.
Right.
And at the same time, AI is getting really capable. It's not science fiction anymore. They listed things AI can already do in internal comms. Drafting comms plans, mapping stakeholders, analyzing employee data, creating personas.
So a lot of the background legwork, basically. Stuff that eats up time.
Exactly. And that's the opportunity. If AI can handle those more process-heavy tasks, internal communicators can shift their focus.
Shift to what, though? What's the new role?
This is where it gets really exciting, I think. It's about moving from just managing the comms process to actually designing employee experiences. Moving from being process-driven to experience-driven.
Okay, explain that a bit more.
So AI does the automation, the delivery optimization. The human communicator then focuses on the creativity, the strategy, the empathy, designing communications that truly engage and inspire people, the human side of things.
That sounds way more strategic and honestly more interesting. Emma told the story about trying this years ago, didn't she?
Yeah, it was a great story. Back in the late 90s, trying to personalize using postcode data with something called Mosaic Software, they identified like 90 different groups.
90.
Yeah. But with a team of 5 actually creating unique content for all of them, it was just impossible back then. Now AI makes that kind of scale totally doable.
All right, the tech has finally caught up with the vision. So this shift, moving away from the expert-led, top-down broadcast model to this people-first, consumer-grade thing, it means communicators need different skills, yeah.
Absolutely. Being just an IC expert in the traditional sense isn't going to cut it when AI can do a lot of the mechanics. The skills that matter now are more human.
I know.
Things like curiosity, really wanting to understand your people, empathy, connecting with what they actually need and feel, and being willing to experiment.
So less about knowing all the answers up front, more about exploring and adapting.
Exactly. And that ties into the difference they drew between transactional and transformational internal comms.
Okay, break that down. Transactional versus transformational.
Well, transactional is kind of the old way, right? You send out a mass email about a new policy. It's expert-led, organization-focused. Maybe you track open rates. Job done.
Check the box.
Yeah. Transformational is different. It's thinking, okay, how does this policy actually impact different groups? How can we explain it in a way that resonates with them? It's personalized, human-centered, treats employees like, well, customers. The goal isn't just sending the message, it's driving understanding or behavior change. And you measure the impact, not just the process.
That people-first mindset really requires understanding employees on a much deeper level. Tarek really hammered on empathy, didn't he? Saying we can't just assume we know what people need.
He did. And Emma immediately followed with that challenge. Where's your evidence? Show me the proof that you actually understand your employees' needs, their pain points, what they care about. Don't just guess.
And it doesn't have to be super complicated research, right? They mentioned simpler tools.
Yeah, exactly. Simple things like empathy maps. Just mapping out what are people seeing, hearing, thinking, feeling? What are their pains, their gains? But honestly, the most powerful tool is just talking to people.
Actually having conversations. Sounds basic, but maybe often overlooked.
Totally. Emma gave that example from KPMG, redesigning the whole onboarding experience just by listening properly to recent joiners, asking them what worked, what didn't.
And when you have that kind of direct feedback, that evidence, it must make conversations with leadership much easier when you're proposing changes.
Oh, definitely. Walking in with data and real stories from employees is way more powerful than just saying, I think we should do this. It builds the case.
Okay, let's zoom out. Why should the business, the C-suite, actually care about creating this amazing consumer-grade employee experience? What's the bottom line benefit?
Well, there's tons of evidence now connecting positive employee experience directly to business results. They mentioned McKinsey reports, but the core idea is almost biological.
Biological? How so?
When people have positive experiences at work, their brains release chemicals, neurotransmitters, that literally help them learn better, solve problems, connect with others, be more innovative. It primes them for high performance.
Okay, interesting. And the flip side?
Toxic or frustrating environments trigger the opposite survival mode. Cortisol floods the system, and all those higher level functions basically shut down. People are just trying to get through the day.
That really puts a point on it. So, how do comms folks connect their work to things leadership really tracks, like sales or efficiency? Find that magic connection, as they put it.
Yeah, it's about framing it in their language. Sales talks revenue, ops talks cost savings. What's the comms equivalent? Tarek's story about his Gen Z daughter was
The one about email.
Right. Her reaction to standard workplace email just highlighted how different expectations are for younger generations. If your internal comms feel ancient, you're going to struggle to attract and keep that talent.
And keeping talent saves money. Big money.
Huge money. People are usually the biggest cost line, right? Often like 70% of spending. So improving retention, even by a bit, has a massive financial impact. Comms is perfectly placed to understand what makes people stay or go.
And beyond retention.
Efficiency. Cutting through the noise means people aren't wasting time searching for info or getting bogged down in irrelevant stuff. That boosts productivity. Emma even offered to share ROI examples.
So it moves comms from a nice to have to a strategic lever for the business. Okay, let's talk tech. Tarek showed Circle's broadcast feature. What was that actually doing?
It was basically showing personalization in action at scale. The idea is you can send out, say, 10,000 unique versions of a communication.
10,000? How?
Based on rules. Like, what does this specific employee need to see? Maybe a policy update they haven't clicked on yet. And also, what do they want to see stuff related to topics they've shown interest in before based on machine learning?
Okay, give me an example.
Right. Say there's a new return to office policy. Rachel hasn't seen it, so it's her top story. But Emma already read it on the intranet, so maybe her top story is about a new well-being workshop because she's clicked on similar things before.
Ah, so it's smart enough to know what you've already seen elsewhere, like Netflix knowing where you stopped watching?
Kind of like that, yeah. It integrates across channels. It knows if you saw the update in Teams or on the portal, so it doesn't bug you with it again in the newsletter.
That avoids the annoying repetition. What about critical stuff everyone must see?
Good question. The communicator can tag certain items as always above the fold for everyone for a set time. So mission critical stuff still gets top billing. And there's control for the employee too, potentially choosing when or how they get comms, though the company can override for essential things, plus multilingual support.
So it balances the need to know from the company with the want to know from the employee and avoids duplication. That sounds pretty slick.
The goal is communicators focus on creating great content and the AI handles the individual delivery logistics.
They also talked about the future of analytics, moving beyond just open rates.
Yeah, moving from reactive reporting where you have to dig through data to proactive insights from AI. Like having an AI assistant suggesting, hey, your frontline managers respond better to shorter emails sent on Tuesdays.
Whoa, like a strategic partner sitting next to you.
Sort of. And being able to ask it questions in plain English like, what segments are most engaged with leadership updates? Or show me the ROI of our last campaign, making it much easier to demonstrate value.
That could be game-changing for showing impact. Now, Emma also shared her own framework, right? The EX space ecosystem.
Yes, a 5-step approach. Getting ready, understand, design, deliver, activate. The big emphasis was on step 2, understand. Really doing the work to understand employees before jumping to step 4, deliver, which is where we often start.
So resist the urge to just start creating stuff.
Exactly. Use the tools, empathy maps, journey maps, talking to people to build that deep understanding first. Then you design and deliver with much more confidence. She mentioned the EX space has free resources for this stuff too.
A very practical, human-centered process. And what was her final thought on AI and the communicator's role?
It was pretty direct. AI won't replace you, but communicators who don't embrace AI and this people-first approach, their skills might become obsolete. You have to adapt.
Makes sense. The Q&A brought up some practical points too, like how do you repeat key messages if everything is personalized?
Yeah, it's about balance. You still need repetition for important things. The tech allows for that, like the always above the fold feature. It's not about never repeating. It's about being smarter and less annoying about it.
And privacy, GDPR and all that.
Crucial. They stressed compliance and giving employees opt-out choices for the personalization aspects. Transparency and control are key.
What about tracking if someone actually saw something? Is a click enough?
For Circle System, yeah, a click counts as seen currently. It helps address that I never saw the email issue because there's a record of engagement.
Okay. And the human touch concern. Can AI content feel cold?
It's a valid point. The focus right now seems more on AI handling the delivery and targeting, while humans still focus on crafting the core message, tone, and reflecting the company culture, something AI can't really do authentically. It's augmentation, not replacement.
And ensuring accuracy when it's all personalized.
The core message stays the same. Personalization is about the delivery wrapper. Plus, analytics and simulator tools let communicators check how things look for different people, even the CEO. Before sending.
They also briefly mentioned another webinar topic about manager comms.
Oh yeah, the Crescenzo Communications one. Moving manager comms from cascade to conversations. Less top-down pushing of info, more equipping managers for real dialogue with simple, actionable tools. Another shift towards being more human-centered.
Lots of shifts happening. It really feels like internal comms is at a turning point.
Absolutely. The big takeaway is that the future is about using AI smartly to create these personalized, consumer-grade experiences. Respect people's time, give them what they need and want, and free yourself up as a communicator to focus on the strategy, the empathy, the human connection.
It empowers communicators to be more strategic, less tactical.
Exactly. It's about understanding your people, improving your value to the business in new ways.
So, a final thought for everyone listening. Reflecting on your own work, what's maybe one small step you could take today towards a more personalized, data-informed approach? How can you start to understand your people's needs just a little bit better? Something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.